Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome onto the stage the leading lights of this evening's comedy soiree. If they were troopers, they'd be super troopers. If they were barrel makers, they'd be super coopers. And if they cleaned up dog mess, they'd be super duper pooper scoopers. They're equally happy to down pints of bitter in the pub as they are sipping glasses of port lemon at the Women's Institute. And two of them hold certificates of cycling proficiency. Yes, they're jumping up and down with excitement. So will you please welcome Doreen Easter, Bella Strimbrum, and Winnie Spimminginging.
And thanks as always to our resident house band, the Big Buzzard Boogie Band.
Thanks very much and welcome to the show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben.
Now let's crack on with the show, starting, of course, with the result of our I Love Fatima Whitbread competition, in which you had to say why you love Fatima in 12 words or less.
The winner gets a crate of Whitbread beer, as well as a chance to enter the Whitbread Round the World Yacht Race.
And we're delighted to announce that the winner was a Mr. Whitbread, whose entry read, I love Fatima Whitbread because she's my wife. So, Will, can you please present the prize? Will.
What?
Will, are you okay?
Sorry, I'm not really with it. I didn't sleep very well last night.
Well, go and see a doctor.
Well, I did. I went to see my GP. But the thing is, I never get good advice from my doctor.
Well, you should practice then, shouldn't you? Look, go on, practice. I'll play the doctor.
Right. Doctor, I can't get to sleep.
I'm sorry, I'd love to help you, but I'm not actually a trained doctor. Hang on, that didn't... I'll tell you what, Ben, you be the doctor, and I'll be Will.
Okay.
All right. Doctor, I can't get to sleep.
Right, try 5 milligrams of oxytetracycline.
Oh, does that work?
I haven't a clue. I'm not a trained doctor, either.
It doesn't seem to be working, guys. I'm never going to get to sleep at this rate.
I know, Will. Look, why don't you try a nice malty drink?
What do you mean, a malty drink?
A malty drink, Will. It's a drink that's got malt in it.
Yeah, but what's malt?
What's malt? What do you mean, what's malt? It's malt. Does malt.
Yeah, I know.
It's malt. That's all it is, Will. It's malt. You can't get any lower than malt. Malt is like a food element. Malt is in things. You can't say there's something in malt. It's just malt.
Yes, but it must contain sleep-inducing chemicals.
Yeah, it does. It's malt.
Okay, well, look, there's no time to listen to Ben say malt anymore because it's time to introduce...
Malt!
There was one more chance to hear Ben say malt because it's time to introduce this week's special guest. She's anything but sleep-inducing, so please welcome Paula Wilcox.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Paula. Now, you're a star of stage and screen, so let's get to the important questions. What exactly do you do to help you get to sleep? Paula? Mm. Paula!
Hmm? Oh, sorry. Just dozed off there. What were we saying?
How do you help yourself to get to sleep at night?
Well, one cure is to take 5 milligrams of oxytetracycline.
And that works, does it?
I don't know. I'm not a trained doctor. But there is an old trick I use, counting sheep. See, I imagine sheep in a field, and then I count them, jumping over a fence.
But that could take hours.
Well, fortunately, in my field, there are only 2 sheep, so it doesn't actually take very long at all. Then I get up and I have a hot drink.
All right, what's in the drink?
Malt!
Sorry, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, Paula Wilcox!
Welcome to NBS World of Sports. I'm Bob Beck.
And I'm Bob Krasinski.
And I'm Bob Beck. I'll be bringing you top-class sporting action from around the world.
And I'll be providing in-depth analysis and post-match interviewagement with some of the world's top sporting personalities.
But in the main, it'll be me, Bob Beck, on my show, my own sports show.
But with all the expert specialized knowledge from me, Bob Krasinski, the ex-professional sportsman. And remember, NBS World of Sports is brought to you by Pinot Jelly, the easy-spreading peanut butter and jelly snack.
For an easier spreading action, that's
Pinot jelly. The slightly rude-sounding all-weather paste. And now Pinot jelly light. The rude-sounding paste for fat people.
Say, Bob, maybe you should try some Pinot jelly light yourself.
You better avoid it, Bob. Don't want to stain those new teeth of yours.
Well, all part of staying in shape and not letting yourself go. A lesson we could all learn, Bob.
Wise words, Bob. I'll think about those words as I drive home tonight to my wife. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm forgetting you're all alone now that Juan, your young Mexican houseboy, has been deported.
Nice one, Bob. And I must say you're looking remarkably sober for this time of the morning.
Well, we could go on like this all day. Let's take a quick time out for a commercial break.
Besides, I'm sure you could use a drink, Bob.
Careful, Bob. Your tan is starting to drip.
There are many things in the multiverse that are easy to comprehend. Things which behave in complete accordance with all fundamental laws of nature. Welcome then to my world. The world of the known. Come with me as we explore ideas which, over the passing eons, man has successfully understood. With no problem whatsoever. Tonight, we look again at wood. Wood, a blessing for carpenters, a lifesaver for woodworm. But is there more to wood than meets the eye? No. It's just wood. Bubbles. Is it possible that mere soap and water can combine to form magical soupy spheres of air? Yes. Of course it is. And what, pray, is the mystery that allows aeroplanes to stay up in the air? Simple. Giant sky magnets, of course. Easy. These are the blindingly obvious phenomena of my world of the known. Join me next week when I ask the question, sugar and water, is there a solution?
Well, it's tree night on Radio 2. Kicking off at 7 o'clock, the sap is rising. Giles Brandreth describes his early morning routine. Then we join the company of pop superstar and 60s icon Twiggy. She'll be in conversation with Iggy Pop, Ziggy Stardust, and Paul Daniels. So that's Twiggy, Iggy, Ziggy, and Wiggy at 7:30. Tree Night also sees the launch of our new soap opera set in a tree. Join the Digger family in Stringy Bark Glade.
Darren, I'm leaving you.
Let's not talk about it now, Shona.
Ah! Struth, someone's fallen out of the tree.
Who fell out of the tree? Join us in next week's episode, Doug Survives His Fall. And that's all still to come on Tree Night here on Radio 2.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Big Buzzer Boogie Band! to NBS Sports Roundup. I'm Bob Beck.
And I'm Bob Krasinski, and we'll be bringing you multi-action sportage from around the globe.
This is NBS World of Sports. We'll be back after these words.
Hair, cheese, pants, skin.
Welcome back. You're listening to NBS World of Sports.
And this is brought to you by Pinot Jelly. Now, with added flaps for an even ruder sounding pace.
So, Bob, what's coming up after the weekend here on NBS?
Well, Bob, next week I'll be in Florida covering the World Frisbee Championships and trying to get a little tan from the sun.
Rather than out of a bottle, as usual, Bob.
Well, you'd know all about emptying bottles, Bob.
Okay, let's leave it there, Bob. I know you're under a lot of strain.
Well, yes, I am.
Now that Juan is gone.
Bob.
I hope the arrival of Toby, your new nephew, is it?
Now, you leave Toby out of this. He's done nothing to you, Bob.
I'm far too busy doing things to you, from what I hear, Bob.
Now, Bob, that is a disgusting thing. Late basketball news now. And it became clear during a spectacular playoff match that the entire New York team had porked Bob Beck's wife. Right.
Right, we'll be back after these words. Faggot, ex-porn star, asshole.
And it's tree night on Radio 2. Our post-watershed programs kick off at 9:30 with the award-winning documentary Fruits of the Forest, an expose of nightlife on Hampstead Heath. That's Fruits of the Forest at 9:30. This is followed at 9:35 by Dutch Elm Disease. Robert Elms spends slightly too long in an Amsterdam brothel. After the news, it's Beating About the Bush. A new adults-only show, for which we have no details. Our new soap opera rounds off the evening, Stringy Bark Glade, set within the branches of a suburban tree. This week, Pauline wants to leave the tree, but Shane has other ideas.
You leave Monica out of this.
What's happening to us, Michael?
I don't know, it's just all... Darren!
That was Michelle, wasn't it?
No, it was definitely Darren. I'd better tell Monica.
You leave Monica out of this.
Hi, you two. Haven't you heard?
What's up?
The Lumberjacks are coming!
Find out what happens to the residents of the tree in Stringy Bark Glade Part 3. The Lumberjacks Go Away Again. And that's all coming up later here on Tree Night.
Hello there. Welcome to the Blues Bar. My name is Blind Dog Coltrane. Me and the fellas was just jamming a bit of blues. This here's Firewater McDonald.
Hi there, y'all.
Over there, that's Smokey O'Malley.
Pleased to meet you.
And this is Helium Balloon Stan. And we all got the blues.
Well, I reckon I got the blues worst of all. I got the blues bad.
Yeah? Why's that?
My wife gone up and walked out on me.
Yeah, well, we all had that, Smokey.
Yeah, but not just that. She done gone came back so she's could walk out on me again. Now, that's the blues.
I woke up this morning, my wife and my dog been done gone walked out right out of my home.
What exactly are you trying to say there, blind dog?
I got my bins and my duns and my guns muddled up.
Shoot, that must give you the blues pretty
bad. Boy, that gave me the blues so bad.
Having new teeth sure does give you the blues.
is blind can't read the script in tonight?
Now I remember why we shouldn't have had the band playing music under, because we ain't going to edit this shit.
I think it might be time to get in, start the sketch again, O'Malley.
Now that give the audience the blues.
Hey, boy. I woke up this morning. This is me getting back onto the script.
Man, you're wasting your time.
I woke up this morning. My wife and my dog done gum walked right out of my home.
Yeah, well, I ain't even got no home. Even if I had a wife and a dog, which I don't got, they couldn't have been and gone and walk out of me, because there ain't nothing to walk out from.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, and everyone I knew in the world walked out on me. Friends, colleagues, neighbors, distant acquaintances, the man who came to fix the TV.
You got a TV? I ain't even got no TV. That's why I got the blue.
Yeah, but the man didn't fix it. He didn't have the right part. So I missed Frasier. That's another reason why I got the blues.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lucky.
I just came over to invite all you fellas to my ruby wedding. Me and my lovely wife and our lovely children and grandchildren and all our friends will be there.
Are you sure you're a blues man, Lucky Smiling Bob?
Hey, look what I just found. $50 bill. Hey. Tell a lie is $250 bills. See y'all.
Damn. There's one thing that gives me the blues. It's other people not having the blues.
Me too.
Yes, sir. What do you say to that, Whoopee Cushion Joe? Ain't that the truth? Well, that's all from the blues bar this time. We'll see you around. Bye now.
Sweet.
We're gone.
Real gone.
Yeah. All right. But I'm a do dad and do dad and do dad and do zazu zazu. Yeah.
And now it's time for our Curry Goat play, this week entitled...
Joseph and His Tremendous Psychedelic Poncho!
Our story starts way, way back, many centuries ago, not long after the Bible began. We are in the house of Jacob with his sons, the children of Israel, Daniel, Benjamin, and Will.
Are you sure you're Jewish, Will?
Yes, of course I am.
Well, your name doesn't sound very Jewish.
Look, Will is just a shortened name.
For what?
Ezekiel.
Hi, guys. God, have you seen all the stuff that Joseph got for his birthday?
No.
He got a brand new TV and some digital bathroom scales.
Joel, for my birthday, all I got was a pack of J-cloths and some disinfectants.
Yeah, I got a pair of marigolds.
Well, look, I was very happy with my present. I got a tropical fish tank.
You got a fish tank?
Yeah. Well, I have to keep it in Joseph's room. But, you know, still, at least I get to go in and clean it once a week.
Do you know what he's just got now? A brand new poncho.
A new poncho? That is not fair. A poncho.
Yeah. Do you know something about this poncho? It's got loads of different colours. It's red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach.
Yeah, all right, Ben.
And ruby and olive and violet and fawn.
Yeah, all right.
And cream and crimson and gold. And blue?
Well, blue comes after crimson, fuchsia and olive.
Look, will you two just shut up?
Yeah.
Now, the point about this coat is you can spill anything you like on it and it won't show.
But he also says that it allows him to interpret people's dreams.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. I told him that I dreamt I was falling, and he said that meant I had to give him a tenner. What I'm going to do is just make up something and see what he says.
Oh, hi there, gang. How are you doing?
Maybe you could help me, Joseph. Last night, I dreamt I was standing on a table made of donuts.
Uh-huh.
And I was surrounded by driving instructors, and they were all wearing party hats. Tell me, Joseph, what does it mean?
Okay, well, it's very simple. See, the table is you, and it's made of donuts, which means you'll be a failure. And the driving instructors are me, and the hats mean I'll be rich and successful. You see?
So, the plan is we sell him to whoever we can find. Agreed?
Agreed. So, who are we going to find to buy him?
Well, a hairy bunch of Ishmaelites, ideally.
What about them?
Well, they're a hairy bunch of television producers.
That'll do. We'll sell him to TV.
All right, you hairy bunch. Just sign this contract and he's yours.
Great. Well, that was easy. Let's celebrate. Supper's on me tonight, guys. Pork chops.
You're sure you're Jewish, aren't you?
Yes!
Okay, just wondering. What are you watching, Will?
You don't want to know.
Coming up shortly, The Amazing Joseph with more award-winning dream analysis. But first, The Joseph Show! Lighthearted comedy and chat with Joseph, the rich, successful only child who tonight is talking with Richard Gere, David Bowie, and Meryl Streep!
Well, look, what are we going to do? Like, we've got no money, no life, and now we've got a hugely successful brother with two hit TV shows.
Hang on, I've got it. That's it, of course. We go on one of his shows.
What are you on about?
Well, he's performing live at the Palladium. We go on the show, and then when we tell him our dreams, he'll realise it's us and we'll be forgiven.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now I, the amazing Joseph, will ask for three volunteers from the studio audience to help me on stage, where I will attempt to explain their dreams. Live. All right, you three on the front row, you seem pretty keen. Give them a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. So, you, sir, what is your name?
Benjamump. Benjamump.
Benjamump. And you, sir?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar? What kind of a name's that?
Well, it's better than Benjamump.
Well, at least you had a bit of a warning. For me, it came out of the blue.
And finally, you, sir, what is your name?
Barry.
Barry? For the best you could come up with.
Are you sure you're Jewish, Barry?
Yeah. It's short for Barry Meyerstein Bagel.
Yeah. So, Nebuchadnezzar, perhaps you could start. Tell me your dreams.
Well, Joseph, I dreamt I was standing on a table made of donuts, and I was surrounded by driving instructors, and they were all wearing party hats. But what can it mean?
You know, it's strange. But I once knew someone who had that self-same dream. I told him that he would become a total failure, and that I would become rich and successful.
That was me!
We were those total failures!
What? But it can't be! That was a long time ago, and yet... You three look exactly the same.
That was our brilliant disguise, but we're here now.
My brothers!
Yes!
The three failures!
Yes!
I shall forgive you!
Hooray!
The rich, successful celebrity is back with his loser brothers!
All right! Don't take the piss!
Well, the time's rapidly approaching when, regrettably, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, we're nearing the end of the show. Just a few seconds to wait. Yep, here it comes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're nearing the end of the show. All that remains is for us to say goodnight. So,
goodnight!
Curried Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Dan Gaster, Will Ing and Ben Sylvan, with additional material by Paul Powell. Special guest star was Paula Wilcox. The music was played by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band, and the theme was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Esposito.